What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn the devil, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Well, it's Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
Ooh.
Maybe you've gone and done download us. What's going on at the Crab Diving Network?
I don't know.
You were like, ooh.
I don't know.
The Crab Diving, I was like, you know, some extra programming?
Oh,
I didn't...
yeah. Right. We have a lot of extra programming going on. We're covering
some new late night crab diving.
Yeah. We're covering the porn industry's reaction to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar? You know what's going on?
I did see that story.
Did you see that blacked the...
Yes.
The porn website is no longer using BBC. And not the British Broadcasting.
Right.
Whatever the C would... What's the C for?
We would like to just clarify that...
Hello, governor!
They're
no more BBC!
Talking about the British Broadcasting. Apparently it has something to do with Big Black Cock.
Some race is like, God damn it, we can't say BBC no more. What the fuck?
There goes my favorite TV station.
Oh, that's funny.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for a couple hours. All kinds of shit going on. It is Faithless Friday, everybody. Our weekly celebratory celebration of...
God.
Of, well, yeah, his
Jesus.
Followers. Or anybody's followers.
Right.
In fact, I specifically have a story of some God botherers across the pond.
Hello!
Just to show...
Jolly good!
...that they're bloody everywhere.
That blows my mind. What are you guys doing over there fucking England up? I mean, we're pretty much fucked up. I mean, I...
Well, but the big difference is in England, they're soundly mocked and laughed at.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And the same thing in Europe, because the amount of secularism in Europe is... quite pleasant.
Yes.
But
I make fun of them and I mock them.
Right. Right.
All the time.
But if say we went in a 1 mile radius.
Oh, yeah.
Of where we're at.
Oh, fuck no.
And we took a poll.
No, these people are way into Jesus fucking
right.
Christo. They love this Jesus shit. Oh, they love it.
We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you?
Yeah. They can feel it.
Thanks for joining us on social media. You can tweet us during the show, actually, if you want to chat with us at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, or you can check out our Facebook page anytime, also at Crab Diving on the Facebook.
That's right.
Instagram.
Right. Oh, I just put a story up on Instagram.
You can see the intern.
Waiting for the Kong toy.
Waiting for the Kong.
Yeah.
We should do a song.
Right. Well...
Kong, you can, Kong Toys, you can contact us.
Shelby, go find my
We'd be happy to accept
Shelby.
A sponsorship.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we don't take advertisements. Mm-hmm. We do enjoy when you buy shit through our Amazon link, though, at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go there, use that link or click on the banner on our website, and we get a little commission for what you get, and we don't,
we don't tell you
any extra.
How to feel.
Well, no.
Right. We tell you how you should fucking feel. Right. And then, you know.
We suggest.
What?
How you should feel.
Yeah, we suggest how you should feel about some shit. Especially on Faithless Friday. I mean, listen. If you're into God right now and you're listening to this podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app on crabdiving.com, I implore you, today is the first day of the rest of your life, and you don't have to pretend like there's some fucking guy in the sky up there keeping tabs on what you do, because there's not. You can let that go today.
I don't care if you do. Hop off our dicks when it comes to everything else.
They're not going to.
When it comes to your beliefs and our judicial system,
yes,
our laws and our civil rights, everyone's civil rights.
Yeah, fuck you.
They're still squealing about the SCOTUS decision on the trans.
Why though?
Because they're this is it. That's why we got to watch the fuck out. We got to watch these people.
Yes.
When Trump gets his fucking saggy orange hiney handed to him.
Oh God.
In November.
Because he's going to do bad shit after he loses it in the interim between.
He's going to encourage his minions to do bad shit.
Yeah.
He already is.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he's into that already.
I saw what he did today, threatening.
Oh, the protesters that they show up at Tulsa?
Which may be the headline. Let's, but yeah, do we say our names? My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And Donald Trump, rapist in chief, if you're listening, please cease all campaigning and all social gatherings of any kind.
I forgot to crank the AC.
Oh, crank that AC.
I will be back momentarily.
Yeah, just stop all the going out and going places. I read lots of news on the coronavirus today. And here's the point. Stay home. This thing is a motherfucker. It is killing people. And it is ripping Florida a new fucking asshole. Don't you think?
Like it wasn't a big enough one.
Yeah, well, we got a bigger one. we got a gaper.
Over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Don't virtue signal.
here we go. Okay, Oklahoma court. On Trump rally, to hell with the masks. Apparently, there were some lawsuits going on. Somebody was trying to say we should make all of these Trumpites, Trumpists,
yes,
wear masks at
of
least.
Of course! Of course, though.
But, shocker,
yes,
the Oklahoma Supreme Court rejected a request to require everyone attending the rally tomorrow.
Why?
To wear a face mask.
Fucking why?
And to stay.
You're
it probably
tell you,
says
probably,
it. Look
bro.
At the next sentence.
Right.
To stay at least 6 feet apart from everyone else.
Oh, okay.
In the arena,
right,
to guard against. They don't have to. The court ruled that the two local residents who asked that the thousands expected at the rally be required to take precautions couldn't establish that they have a clear legal right.
We just don't want to die from this thing. Sorry. Damn. God, our country's dumb as fuck.
The judges say that the state's reopening plan is permissive, suggestive, and discretionary. Therefore, for lack of any mandatory language in the plan, we are compelled to deny. So, in other words, the typical Republican steps to reopening are suggestions. We would like your restaurant to be at 25% capacity and suggest that you seat people 6 feet apart and suggest that you request that everyone think about maybe wearing a mask.
You know, the thing with the coronavirus is...
So it's probably the right decision.
Of course, to wear a mask.
No, it's the right court decision. Because
the
laws that the Oklahoma assholes passed...
Right.
The weak-assed, feckless, toothless...
Yeah.
Low... moronic...
But otherwise, they would have to wear a mask, right?
There's no mandate.
But
it's
if
like
the Supreme
level,
Court...
Level two is, we suggest.
But if the Supreme Court decided differently, then there would be. They would have to wear masks.
Right, but the Supreme Court then would be an obvious activist court.
Oh, man. I'm just thinking.
They're ruling on that.
A lot less corpses.
On that narrow, yeah, they have to rule on that side.
So that's insane.
What the law says.
What about all the pile of dead bodies, dumbasses? And where, hey, and it's SCOTUS.
Like, it's like fucking Citizens United. Maybe a shitty decision, but it may have been the right decision. I need to read more on it.
Well,
but with the way our laws are written, and that the point is that we need a working legislature to get shit done.
Well, we don't have that.
Because otherwise, we're begging the courts to turn into these activist courts and writing the laws we want that the feckless, useless legislature
isn't doing. This is one of those
times
they should have been an activist court, though.
So this is why we need to, but we can't.
Yeah, if you're talking, but you're talking about life and death. I mean, who gives a fuck? I mean, this is so. I don't get it. I really don't get it. What is the point of all this bullshit we have in this country if we can't even get people to wear masks to fight a very dangerous fucking thing that's out there?
However, I would think that the venue is probably a private venue and could therefore,
yeah,
maybe require it, right?
But you know
but
that
this is
venue,
probably the city can't require it,
right? The venue is probably, what's that company that owns tons of Clear Channel? Maybe it's a Clear Channel venue, or maybe it's some venue, some guy didn't give a fuck.
The request was made by John Hope Franklin for Reconciliation, a nonprofit promoting racial equality, and Greenwood Center Limited, which owns commercial real estate, on behalf of two locals who were described as having compromised immune systems and are particularly vulnerable to COVID.
COVID.
The mayor, G.T. Bynum.
Hey! G.T. Bynum.
Declared a...
G.T. Bynum!
George Theron Bynum the Fourth.
Okay. Theron
is an American politician and lobbyist.
Oh, hello, Theron.
From the state of Oklahoma.
Oh, meet my lobbyist.
The Republican Party.
Oh, jeez. Meet my lobbyist friend, Theron. Theron. God.
Theron.
Oh, Theron. Oh,
George,
I'm sorry.
Theron Bynum the Fourth.
So nine!
There's three before him.
Wow. What a blessed planet we are.
G.T. Bynum.
Fuck you.
He declared a civil emergency and set curfew on the area around, the Box Center, B-O-K.
I don't know.
Probably something Oklahoma.
Right.
B-O-K. The internet's looking it up
Great.
For me. The Bank of Oklahoma Center.
Oh, God.
19,000 plus ish seat multi-purpose arena.
You know, this thing where we're not treating the coronavirus like it's like what it is going to stop eventually, right? Because we're we're in Florida. God, you're seeing spikes all over the place. Hospital beds are going away. Well, the beds aren't going away. More people are occupying them.
Right.
I mean, you know, eventually someone like. Like, don't you think it's going to take something like an activist court or something, I don't know, to fix this? Because nobody in our government gives a fuck.
Well, there's some of the more conspiracy-minded among us.
Yes.
We're saying that one of the reasons John Roberts is kind of flipping on some of these issues is that he doesn't want to be looked at in history as an obvious partisan court.
Yeah.
And... that he's worried about these threats of we're going to vote to increase the number of the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And that the mildly heinous Republican shit he wants to get done won't be able to get done.
Right.
I guess.
And I think that's nice of him that he's worried about how the court's going to look.
Well, that's speculation. Nobody knows what the hell's going on.
Well, I mean,
it's probably more insidious, more venal.
Don't worry about how people are going to look at the Supreme Court. They're going to look at it like it's shit. Everything from this era of our government will be looked on with much shititude.
Poorly.
Yes, this is a vile, dark fucking time. This is not a good time. This is a shit time.
Older people that were, you know, around and aware of what was going on with the whole with the whole Watergate thing are like, this, that was nothing. This is crazy.
Well, yeah. And this is crazy. And I think Trump did a pretty good job of, I mean, considering what it is, we aren't talking about it every day.
Right.
That's amazing. I mean, really, right. It's amazing. It's amazing the spin job this lunatic has done or the people that work for him. Because, goddamn, if an eighth of this had happened during Obama's presidency, I'd get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. Well, but, he did wear that tan suit.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Gosh, that's how horrible. And Michelle Obama wore the sleeveless dress. That's nice, too.
Right.
You know, I mean, so.
Right. Like every.
Every other human being.
Every first lady before her, yeah. Including Jackie O.
And who cares?
Yeah, right.
Who gives a fuck?
I can Google Melania's tits.
Yeah.
And see them right now.
Oh my God. Yeah, right. And if I was president, by the way, I mean, I work at home. I don't think I'd be any different as president. I'd be walking around in my Crocs.
Probably autocomplete.
What?
Melania's tits.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we'll see.
Not on Google. They don't allow tits to autocomplete.
Melania's boobs autocomplete. Spell the whole thing. So it doesn't.
It's a manual complete.
Yeah, manual.
The box center is owned by the city, so that kind of explains it. But it's on a really long. Under really long lease to some SMG giant venue renting owning Concordium.
This
giant evil thing that are part of the problem of why ticket prices are so high for everything.
Oh God, yeah, fuck yeah! And listen, if this event tomorrow turns into a super spreader thing. The Supreme Court of Oklahoma should have done something differently.
I wonder if they met remotely to decide that.
Of course they did. They Skyped or Zoomed or some shit. They aren't getting sick, but it's fine for people at this fucking arena. God, these, you know, there's something about, listen, I get it. These people are supposed to follow the law, and they can't sully themselves with going out of bounds. They're too good for that. It's a shame. It's a shame. You can't even make people wear masks. What good are you?
Let's see. So that's the headline.
Yay.
The court said, no, you don't have to.
Gosh, I'm so glad Hillary lost in 2016. Or I said lost with air quotes, by the way, because she won the popular vote. And the other shit,
right?
There was a lot of cheating.
But it's much harder to only win the Electoral College, so it's better. It's a bigger win.
It is not a bigger win.
Of course it's not.
It's not a bigger win. By definition, it's not a bigger win, right? You have less votes, but you won the Electoral map. So that means... I mean, you lost the popular votes. It's just you had enough votes in certain states that you won.
Right.
It's this dumb fucking system.
And the side that did not vote for you overwhelmingly loathe you.
Oh, yeah.
And he has since added to that pile.
Oh, yes. Right.
Like a lot of those independents that were like, yeah, well, fuck it. What have we got to lose?
Yes.
And voted Trump.
Right.
Or the Bernie bros that fell for... all of the bullshit.
And all those people are white, by the way. All the we don't have anything to lose people. Oh, they're white.
Yeah, vast majority.
They're white.
We'll see.
Right.
We shall see. I can't wait to see this this hate rally.
Shit, yes. On television.
Saturday.
Why would you go to this?
Well, I just wonder if there's going to be counter protesters that, you know, now that Trump is threatening, that's going to lure people of the and bad actors dressing
right. Boogaloo
as Antifa.
It is a horrible, dark motherfucking time in this country. It is. There are people that are not reasonable and you can't deal with these Boogaloo people. They're terrorists. They're fucking crazy.
Well, they're drizzling over the fact that it's there may be a civil war, yeah. And they're eagerly trying to throw kerosene on that fire.
There are people in this country that think COVID isn't real. Those people suck. There are people that think, you know, the Mueller report is fake. Those people suck.
Right.
There's people that believe all this crazy bullshit in this country. They're racists. They're anti-Semitic motherfuckers. They're anti-women motherfuckers.
Flat earthers.
Oh, God. What is up with all these horrible fucking people?
And which way do they all vote?
Trump!
What does that tell you?
Even Nazis!
What is that? Especially Nazis were one of the early adopters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Nazis were like, oh, this Trump is great. They knew right away. They're like, that guy's a fascist. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes.
So that's the HuffPo. Let's see what's going on. It's not the COVID.
Corona.
It's allergies.
312% spike or something like that in this area.
Oh, here in Floridia?
From June, beginning of June through June 15th. I think 320%. I mean, it was that number-ish. I mean, a lot. A fuck ton. That's fine. We're opening up.
We are.
You want to go to Chunk E. Cheese or anything like that? Because yeah, I mean, you can. Sure. You can go to the mall here tonight, I think. What are we thinking?
Can we go to the buffet?
Yeah, of course.
Get some...
Are you a communist?
Get some cheese fountain?
Hell yeah! And
top it off with chocolate fountain?
God. I'm going to go to the Golden Corral.
Which I have enjoyed meals at the Golden Corral. I don't want to
shit on
them.
You
want to
go now?
Well, no.
Fuck no. They have the nerve to say, too, you can get your food to go there. No, dickhead. You go to Golden Corral, you pay that full price, you eat, and then you digest a little bit, you take a break, and then you waddle back up there.
I do kind of miss Waffle House.
Oh, yeah, sure. Big time.
The Drudge Report headlines... You know, I noticed something. I never really looked at Drudge Report on my phone until earlier when the intern was out soiling the yard.
Yes, thank you.
And I noticed on my phone, it was the first time I logged into Drudge just to see what the headlines were there.
Yes.
And the big headlines with the picture are not the first thing you see. The first thing you see are all those little headlines at the top.
Oh, okay.
So I wonder if those are meant to be like the really big important shit.
And they just can't be bothered to have like a mobile version and a web version?
Well, they do. I mean, obviously it's Drudge. He knows exactly what's showing up. So obviously it's intended for the little headlines that if you log in, I'm in Chrome, but I usually use Firefox on the PC, but on the iPhone.
Yes.
Not an endorsement. I just have an iPhone.
Yeah.
Apple, if you're listening, I'll take a new one of the fancier ones.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Not a big giant screen, though.
Oh, yes. In the big one.
It says these little headlines first. So I wonder if I should be focusing more on those
It sounds like Drudge is lazy when it comes to this shit. Why would it be like that?
I don't think they would be lazy. I think Drudge has enough money, and he has people now that he hires to.
Then why does that website look like I designed it?
Because why change it?
Because
it's making gazillions of dollars with like four people working for him.
Yeah.
And they probably outsource all their marketing and all their ads and everything.
If a guy comes in and says, hey, we need to change this operation. This is making $4 billion with four people. You shoot that guy.
This is Google Ad. So they don't even have to outsource it. We have Google Ad on Google Ads on the crab diving page.
Oh, shit. Go to those. Make us rich.
I'm just saying, it's not.
Are we rich?
I'm not even sure he does have an agency now that I think about it.
Right. It's a shitty website he has.
But he makes gazillions of dollars.
Congratulations, Matt Drudge.
Because think about it, these waddlers show up here on their Google ads are like MAGA hats.
Miracle-Ear and
My Pillow.
Oh yes, that My Pillow guy. What's that guy's name? Mike Fuckface. Mike,
that's exactly.
God damn. You know, I was thinking about him. He's, you know, he did that thing at the White House where he waddled up to the stage and told us about Jesus and shit like this.
Yes.
And he supports all kinds of crazy, whacked out shit like that.
Horrible.
That makes you stress out and it makes you worry. You know, you think there's a God staring at you, taking down demerits, figuring out how many more bad things you can do before you roast in hell. So you get to carry around that. I guess it's nice that he at least made a pillow that could help you sleep better.
Pussy.
What's the first lyric? There's a something in my pussy.
There's a party in my pussy.
Is it really? There's a
my pussy. There's a party in my pussy.
See?
All right. Let's go back 4 measures. Do the choreography, though. Do they have a sign language person that...
I don't think so.
If you're deaf, then how do you know what's going on with this song?
I don't know. You just have to feel it.
Yes.
You just have to sense it.
Yes.
Navy fires captain who warned of virus is the headline.
Oh, shit. They fired this guy?
The Navy won't return the ousted capitan of the USS Theodore Roosevelt to the aircraft carrier that was hit hard by the coronavirus after an investigation that brought sharp criticism to top officials for not acting fast enough to get ahead of the outbreak.
Yeah. Are they mad at this guy because he blew the whistle?
That's what it looks like. Captain Brett Crozier will retain his rank, but will not return to the carrier or another command.
Oh, yeah?
The Navy Admiral Gilday, Chief of Naval Operations, told reporters. In addition, the commander of the Roosevelt Strike Group, Rear Admiral Stuart Baker.
Ooh, yes. Rear Admiral!
Is having his promotion put on hold for now.
Oh, okay. So what does that mean?
Gilday said, I will not reassign Captain Brett Crozier as the commanding officer of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, nor will he be eligible for future command. It's my belief that both Admiral Baker and Captain Crozier fell well short of what we expect of those in command. They're pissed because he leaked, because nobody was listening to him, that his ship was turning into a COVID hellscape.
Yeah.
And they need to get people out of there.
Why would they not listen to him? Isn't that a national security deal? I mean, seriously, though.
Well, that's the whole problem. And then,
I mean, that's crazy, man.
Remember he returned to applause? And
yes.
When he left to applause?
They loved him.
Yeah,
the people on that ship loved him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Great job.
Captain Crozier, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, thank you for your service. But also,
doing the wrong thing.
Yes, you got God
is rewarded doing the right thing, and you're punished in the American Navy. There you go.
Right. Well, he's somebody that did something extraordinary, right? To stand up to people wanting to cover up the virus.
Right.
We're going to need a lot more of that.
And he's the guy. The only way it leaked was he CC'd like a bunch of people when he sent it again.
Right.
And, one of the places was like the communications or something
that
was like, oh, God, this is obviously going to go out. And they think that he did it on purpose.
God.
Knowing that it would get leaked out.
If I'm the Democrats, I'm running my candy ass over there. I'm saying, hey, you want to run for office or something? You want to be in office?
Oh, right.
You know. But at least this guy,
hurry.
Yeah. But he retains his rank. He doesn't have to go back to work, right?
That's awesome. Right. So he'll probably be in
he's at home. Well, that's great.
He'll probably be in an office somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Pushing papers or some shit.
Well, I mean, you'll just be away from the coronavirus. That's good.
Who knows where they'll assign him.
Yeah.
They'll try to be stealthy about it and put him somewhere shitty. I saw another story about Vindman, Captain Vindman.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That he's up for...
that hero.
That he is on the list to be promoted from lieutenant colonel to full colonel.
Right.
And what that means is that the Army has vetted him and decided that he is worthy of being promoted.
Yeah.
And all that ever happens is that a president rubber stamps all of
these. Oh, shit.
And they're worried that Trump is going to stick his grubby little fingers in.
He's not going to stamp it.
And say, Vindman doesn't get a promotion.
Of course. I think I would be surprised if he didn't do that. He's a dick.
I mean, why not? He's already losing the military big time.
Right. Oh, I don't think they like him.
They hate him.
Well, the younger guys probably like him.
Yeah, but the shit I've been reading is that that's even kind of fading.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to come down the way he did on this guy who was the captain of this ship, and I'm sure, I don't know, the guy's a captain in the Navy, so he's been in the Navy a long fucking time, right?
Right.
Okay, and he's been in the Navy all this time, and in this moment, he decides to do something extraordinary, right? And go outside the chain of command because this bad thing's happening.
Right, stealthily. I mean, all he did was CC.
Wouldn't that tell you something, though?
Somebody in an email chain. Yeah.
But a captain, he's not stupid, right? He knew what he was doing,
well, that's
I would
the
think.
Argument. Yeah.
But wouldn't you see this and think, well, man, it must have been a bad problem. He's never done anything like this, so maybe we should take this seriously.
You're not a Republican.
Oh, yeah, no, I am not. No, thank you.
If Trump had his druthers, the guy would be walking the plank.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't give
a shit. That's treason. That's treason. You didn't follow my orders. You know that's treason.
Trump has no feelings, and I know this isn't news. I read something. Somebody wrote something that Bolton's book. He says that Trump said that he was going to use Khashoggi's murder to draw attention away from something
Ivanka's emails.
That's crazy.
Are we shocked?
No, but it's creative. I mean,
right.
It's like, right? God, I mean, that's so fucked up. I mean, that guy was fucking massacred or chopped up, put in an oven.
Yes.
In some basement.
Well, we don't know. Might have been dropped in a barrel of acid.
Oh, God.
We don't know.
Right. But anyway, it's a great distraction because I'm worried about my corrupt daughter's bullshit.
So there you go. I don't know what a couple of Democratic lawmakers are questioning it already.
Yeah.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Chris Van Hollen of Maryland.
Yes.
Said the Navy's decision now seems to apply a retroactive standard and after the fact procedures and practices to justify Captain Crozier's firing.
Oh, it's easier to do it now than it was
making shit
earlier.
Up now. Yeah.
Because there's too much heat on it. Damn.
Crozier's memo, which leaked to the San Francisco Chronicle. He said, "We are not at war. Soldiers do not need to die.
Oh,
sailors
fuck.
Do not need to die."
Right. Yeah, there's a pandemic on my fucking ship.
His request was that the vast majority of the crew was be taken off the ship so the spread could be contained and slowed and the ship cleaned, which subsequently was fulfilled.
Right.
The Navy said all of the Roosevelt's crew members were tested for COVID-19 with more than 1,000 positive cases.
Out of how many?
One sailor died.
Shit.
After receiving treatment in intensive care in Guam.
I don't understand. So this Captain Crozier tells his superiors that there's a COVID-19 outbreak on my ship. We need to do something about it. And what, they just didn't return his phone calls or they?
They were like, you know, shut up and deal.
To me, I want to know what happened. Shouldn't we know? Like why?
Well, we do. That was at the point where Trump was still saying, hey, this will be gone by Thursday.
Right. Oh, I see. And it took away from his narrative, right?
Right. So suddenly, you know, one of his big throbbing aircraft carriers suddenly is turning into a COVID hotbed.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to know about it. It doesn't exist.
I mean, but, you know, if everybody on that aircraft carrier has COVID, then what are you going to do with that aircraft carrier?
Well, you know, I never said it was strategic.
No. Strategery.
We're talking about Trump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Strategery.
Which Bush says now he even thinks he said. Which
no, really?
Said, which he never said.
That.
No, that was Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah. Who said that, though?
Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell said strategery.
My strategery.
George Bush, though.
And George Bush is like, that was funny. I think I said that now.
You know, there, a lot of you guys might not remember George Bush. He was like Donald Trump, except he wasn't this much of a Nazi, and he seemed nicer on the outside. Right. He still lied us into a war.
Yes.
But he did some hilarious shit on stage, if you will, you know?
Well, yeah, and there was, you know, there was something likable in some ways about him.
Like when he threw up? Where did he throw up?
No, that was his dad.
That was his dad. Oh, sorry.
He puked in the Japanese ambassador's lap or something like that, or Japanese president's lap.
What about, the best is when George Bush couldn't get off stage. He tried to go through a door that was a fake door.
Well, and I'm sorry, I've had to suddenly vomit in my lifetime.
Yes.
And you do have a half of a second to discern which way to lean.
Maybe you're better at it.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, Barbara should have taken the hit.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of...
You don't know Barbara.
The ambassador.
You don't know Barbara Bush.
I think she would have laughed it off and it would have been fine.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't even know where the fuck I was. Oh, that was the headline over at the Drudge Report, was the Navy firing the captain. And then...
God, that's insane.
He's going bonkers, batshit. Yeah. The other headline at the Drudge Report... Trump warns Senate Republicans to stay loyal.
Oh, shit.
If they don't embrace, they're going to lose.
Nobody needs to be embracing anyone, dickhead.
Ew.
Yeah, it's gross.
This is the week,
right,
to which the link goeth from
right.
Drudge. President Trump has a love it or leave it mentality for the Republican Party. In an interview with Politico, I saw that interview published today. President Trump showed, quote, a rare admission of concern when it came to winning back the presidency this fall.
What?
It may be soaking in that he may not win.
Well, everybody knows he may not win. I mean, that's not news.
Trump. Did I mention this is an interview with Trump?
But the polls, man. I mean, the polls, he's been getting shellacked.
There was another interview last night, by the way.
Yeah.
A really, really hard-hitting interview.
Hard.
With apparently a great journalist. And I wonder if this is like an audition for a future...
Is this Cardi B?
OAN job.
Oh.
Or Fox.
Not Cardi B.
Don Jr.
Oh, God.
I had clips. I'll call up the clips. Yeah, it was just fucking gross.
Like Don Jr.?
Don Jr. interviewed Daddykins.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. How gross. Daddykins didn't want to spend any time with you, motherfucker. Why do you think he wants to answer your journalism questions?
Well, yeah, one of the questions was basically like, how did you get to be so great, Daddy?
Jeez, well, Daddy got a lot of money from his daddy. And
I've heard from some of our mutual friends that you don't love my beard, but given the quarantine, I'd like to know, between myself...
Not even a smirk.
God.
From Trump. He's got that angry face.
I want to see this.
I mean, Don Jr. is obviously trying to humanize him.
You know, he's got...
Trump's got angry scowly face.
He's got resting rape face.
I've heard from some of our mutual friends that you don't love my beard, but given the quarantine, I'd like to know, between myself, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul, who have all grown sort of quarantine beards, who's his best and why?
Oh, God.
Well, I don't like it on you.
What a fucking asshole. There's no humor here.
There's no glint in his eye. He is just like, I don't like it on you.
He doesn't like his kids. I really don't. I think.
No, God, no.
Do you think it would?
I think it makes you look ethnic.
If Don Jr. That's probably what he's thinking, really. If Don Jr., let's say, God forbid, there's no God, but Don Jr. catches the corona, right? Let's just say that.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. And he fights as hard as he can, but it takes him. You know, he dies from it.
Horrible.
Very horrible. Will Trump, in his private life, do you think he'll cry?
For Don Jr.?
Yeah. No way.
God,
not for Eric.
I don't. Oh.
Not
who?
For Don. Which one? Not for any of the other ones.
I don't know.
Yeah. He'll cry for Ivanka.
Well, I don't like it on you, as I've told you. And I think that's fine if you want to do it. I'm a libertarian in that way. You can do whatever you want. But I don't like it on you. I think that...
There was almost a smile in there at one point.
I didn't like it on you.
He said, I'm a libertarian.
No one sounds like this. No one talks
like
this.
I think that Rand and Ted look better without it. Both friends of mine. They're both doing a fantastic job, and they're both defending me all over the place. Good-looking guys. I think they both look better personally without it. Mm-hmm. But I also think that they should do what they want to do, and that's what they'll do. And in some cases, I think it's good, but in your cases, get rid of it.
Does he mean get rid of the beard or Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Get rid of it.
Oh!
Little smirk at the end there when he says get rid of it.
This is a guy who wants to go to, I mean, I would, you know, there's a lot of plane travel involved, but I would go to Siberia for a trip to see that fucking sheep. I think that would be fascinating.
Right. Yeah.
I would do that. I would love it. Under no circumstance would I ever want to shoot that fucking thing. I'm not he went there to shoot it, man. He went there to see something people rarely see and then to fucking shoot it to death. What the fuck? Why couldn't you take a picture? God. This is a rare Siberian sheep or whatever the fuck it was. It's going to have a different. Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of vomiting, prepare to lean to a side.
Yes.
Listen to this hard hitting journalism from Don Jr.
Oh, God.
It sort of feels like this election really is, you know, it's the last hurrah of the swamp of the establishment. How do you combat that? How do you get people to understand that message? Because when I look at your accomplishments, they're incredible. You've delivered for America for the first time in modern political history, done the things you said you were going to do.
Don, listen to me. Don Jr.
He hates you. He still hates you.
Yeah, and your dad doesn't give a fuck about you. You can suck his dick all you want. He's not going to fucking care. He doesn't give a shit. You can just hear it in this guy's voice. His whole life is probably driven. I want my dad to notice me.
Right.
I want my dad to care. Your dad's a fucking Nazi. I hate to break it to you. He's a white supremacist, racist fuck with very little empathy.
Well, right.
He likes Ivanka. I'm sorry.
He and Melania are head over heels.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Here's a little bit more of this if you can literally stomach it.
Yay.
Literally.
Accomplishments. They're incredible.
When I look at your accomplishments, Dad, they're incredible.
Well, you know what, Don? Whatever your accomplishments are, and your dad looks at him, he doesn't give a fuck.
Well,
he gives zero fucks.
What are they? I give a fuck. I want to know what Don Jr.'s accomplishments are.
Well, he was going to start that. Wasn't he going to start some hotel chain in Alabama that was supposed to look like plantations? Remember that?
But, right.
Great idea. But,
again, on daddy's money.
Well, yeah, sure. He's going to build the hotel with daddy's money, but then he's going to run it.
Oh, I see. Self-made.
Right.
the establishment. How do you combat that? How do you get people to understand that message?
Because face.
When I look at your accomplishments, they're incredible. You've delivered for America for the first time in modern political history, done the things you said you were going to do.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, what people I don't think give you credit for is that you did that under unprecedented circumstances, under unprecedented resistance. You had nonsense impeachments. You had 3 years of Russia hoaxes. You had everything working against you, and you were still able to do it. Do you think that
what did he do?
They believe this. Well, he'll say, I got two. Look at what about Gorsuch, although not now. But
what
about Kavanaugh? Look at Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh's voting the way I want him to.
It's a, you know, you're right. Your dad has to be the president in an extraordinary time because of who he is. And he started all this shit. A lot of this is his shit. This is what happens when a very, very bad person becomes president.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you talk about having like, people want to have governmental experience and stuff. I think you need something where you have to be accountable to somebody.
Well, that's kind of the point of like the checks and balances and shit that we allegedly have in our system.
They don't have that at the Trump Corporation or whatever, right? There's no checks and balances.
All checks come to me.
Oh, yes.
All the checks come to me.
How the fuck? How does his... He brags about what's this? Let's make a deal. Art of the deal. Art of the deal.
Art of the deal, which he didn't write.
Even write it.
Tony Schwartz.
Yeah. Anyway, it's clear that there's nothing. Trump has nothing going on.
No, it's
but,
it's
but our
been,
country is falling over him like babbling right. fucking idiots.
It's been bullshit.
Deplorable.
His entire fucking life.
God.
He was handed an evil empire and Roy Cohn. A Sith Lord.
Right. Right.
Of evil who established Trump's entire philosophy of sue everybody
right.
out of existence.
You know,
so you don't have to pay them.
Right. I think this is what we're talking about here is a pro-choice argument, right? Because when you're pregnant and you're thinking okay. about do I have this baby or do not have this baby? Yes, your baby could grow up to be a scientist. Your baby could grow up to do amazing things. Your baby could be this fucker. Or Stephen Miller.
Ooh.
All I'm saying is don't be afraid to take care of
Jesus Christ. God, people. Better before we're on lockdown again, go out and get those vasectomies, everybody.
Yeah,
and you know what?
And you know what? People always have this crazy notion that I don't want to vote from a place of fear. I want to vote with my heart. Fuck that. Fuck that. Americans have to vote from a place of fear.
Against you, and you were still able to do it. Do you think that this election sets a different tone that would actually maybe get... I don't know, say the Democrats to actually work with you on
this. Fuck you.
So I think if we win, the answer is yes. But
God.
I think regardless, we're going to have a tremendously successful country.
God, he is fucked up. Are you trying to figure out what he meant by that?
I think if we win, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Regardless, we're going to have a tremendous successful country, regardless if we win or not.
Yeah. Ooh. Ominous.
I don't know. You know, in normal times,
did Don Jr. break something? Did he break some news with this shitty fucking interview?
I don't know.
This thing the whole time. It's Trump sounds like he hates being there. He doesn't like it. This is his son interviewing him. His son is a big piece of shit, you know.
What is this one?
God,
I regret.
You.
How often does that happen to you?
Well, it's an interesting question. There are probably times I regret it, but I've sort of learned, and I think we've probably seen in the last week, sometimes sort of taking it back rather than just owning it is actually worse. You know, sort of the apology for something that doesn't necessarily need an apology. Maybe it's a hot take, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong.
Is he talking about race? He's talking about race.
I don't know what he's talking about. I thought he was talking about Corona for a second.
I mean, I think the one we saw last week was Drew Brees. You know, what do you think about him sort of cowering to the mob and that whole controversy?
So I watched his first statement, which was a beautiful statement. Mm-hmm. Proud of the flag, proud of the country, proud of everything. Talk about his father and his grandfather yeah. serving. And then the following day, it was almost like I take it back. I was shocked because I consider him a great football player, but I consider him a champion.
I considered him a white guy who hates black people like the rest of us.
Yeah, that what Drew Brees taking back his statement where he said, "What did he say? I can't support any.
I can't support the kneeling. Kneeling during the national anthem."
Which let's translate that. That means Drew Brees doesn't believe Black Lives Matter.
Well, and then he got some phone calls.
Yeah. So go fuck
from teammates that he likes and apparently respects, and was like, I kind of believe him, I guess. He's out there fighting now. I mean, he's taking a lot of shit on social media, and he's fighting back.
Shit, man. If I owned a football team, I'd be like, take him out. You know, you can't do that. You say, it's bring the money and just say, hey, linemen, you lunatics. Here's some hundies. Go run over that fascist.
Go violently destroy that guy without any due process.
He's a fascist.
So take his rights away.
Tom Brady too. Tom Brady. They all love Trump.
Not how
all
it
these
works.
Trump lovers. It is exactly how it works.
It's
that
not.
That is exactly how it works
level,
in football. In
we
football.
Have to be, well, it's not. Guess what? This ain't football.
And guess what? There. Remember that story though? Years ago, an owner got in trouble because he was walking before games. He would show up with cash and he would just give it to people and say, "Hey, I'll pay you this if you hit so and so pretty hard today." Or something like that. And it was a scandal.
Well, yeah. It's frowned upon.
It's football, though, right?
But it's frowned upon.
I mean, I kind of think that maybe football's done, that the concussions, people shouldn't be playing this fucking game. And there's no way you can play football and properly social distance. Sorry.
Well, correct. But now they might do what they're doing with the NBA. Did you see they're like sequestering the NBA down at Disney, some compound.
Oh God!
And like, if you're a member of the press, you have to rent an apartment in the complex and have to be sequestered with them for the entirety of the deal. Like, they're really gonna totally isolate these guys.
Some of these journalists have to love that, then, because you know, if you're a journalist and you follow a fucking basketball team around, all you're doing is flying. Think about how much safer this is, even with coronavirus. Now you are not in danger of every fucking night you get on a plane. There's a possibility that fucker's going to fall out of the sky. Now you're sequestered in an apartment and you're safe and no one can fuck with you.
Okay.
It's safer. It's safer. They probably love it too. I mean, honestly, they're like, oh, we're sequestered. And all I have to do is.
I don't think they love it at all.
Oh, yeah.
They can't go out to clubs. They can't go out and have fun.
All these sports writers, they don't care about that.
I'm thinking of the players.
Oh, the players, I don't know. I mean, they get paid a lot of money to do stuff with balls. And if that means to get that money, you have to sequester yourself to Disney for how many weeks? I would take that deal.
3 months.
I'd take that deal. Shit. It's kind of bizarre, though, right? I mean, what are you literally walking around the park? Like, if it's time to eat, do you go to, like, the It's a Small World Cafe?
This is the Father's Day interview.
Yes.
If you didn't see my Father's Day interview with Real Donald Trump, check it out here. Had a great time. Love the media freakout who seemed to forget that unlike Chris Cuomo, I don't pretend to be an actual journalist. God. Let me know your thoughts.
God, but I'll let you know my thoughts, fuckhead. Chris Cuomo is great. He did his whole show with coronavirus. I bet you couldn't do that, you fuck.
Here's a headline. Donald Trump Jr. ridiculed for sad and weird suck-up interview with his dad.
Oh, my God, it's so weird. It's your father. Don't you have a better relationship with your father?
No.
Or your dad? It's like, Dad, I'm going to interview you on TV. Can you pretend that you like me a little bit? A little bit.
Oh, he's doing a... I guess he's doing a podcast called Triggered.
God, is that his book? That's
Junior,
the name of his
book. Yeah.
I hate this culture.
And I guess
culture.
He's doing a podcast now, too. Any fucking asshole can do a podcast.
That's right.
iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah. And get your news here, you know?
Don't just get your news.
Honestly.
Get your news at a bunch of places.
Right.
I sidetracked from that Politico interview that came out today. He thinks that in order to keep the Senate,
yes,
he needs every Republican senator in line.
Quote,
if they don't embrace, they're going to lose because, you know, I have a very hard base.
Ooh, yes. Jeez. He said that?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I have the strongest base people have ever seen.
Did he say that? Are you making that
up? No. It's a quote. Trump told Politico.
I had the strongest base you've ever seen. What an asshole.
Trump's aides, including his son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner,
are
apparently enforcing this ultimatum. Oh, they're the enforcers.
Oh, shit.
Potential targets of this threat. Oh, poor Susie Collins of Maine is going to be attacked by Trump's vultures.
Yes.
Because she hasn't decided whether she's supporting Trump in 2020.
Right. She doesn't know.
Shockingly.
You know, somebody had a funny tweet out there. They said Susan Collins has also put a copy of John Bolton's book in her Amazon cart, but she can't decide whether or not.
Right. I'm very concerned about it.
Trump has learned. Didn't she say that? He learned
his
lesson.
I think he's learned his lesson.
A whole impeachment. And all you can say at the end of it, we didn't do anything of substance to the guy, but he probably learned his lesson. Case closed.
Trump recently met with, what a great meeting, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Oh, my God.
To discuss Republicans' reelection strategies.
Do you think Mitch McConnell is actually coronavirus? Look at him.
Oh. He seems to want to use his popularity to encourage party loyalty in all of them.
Good plan.
For example, when Trump was handed a document during the interview comparing his and Senate candidates' primary results, he specifically noted his 98% vote in North Carolina.
Okay. He gets 98% of Republicans there or something?
Nobody else was running against him. Or maybe, what's his face?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is Bill Weld still running against him?
Oh, fuck. What's up with that guy?
I don't think, yeah. I think even Bill Weld may have dropped. I don't know.
Right.
He listed Senator Tom Tillis, who's considered at risk of losing this fall, got 78% of his primary vote.
Okay. Well, good.
He then listed some GOP senators who broke ranks with him in 2018.
Oh, shit.
Who ended up being voted out. What about Jeff Flake? What about Dean Heller? What happened to them? Remember what happened to them?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. They were fired. You're fired. Get out.
So there you go. This is the one where he also admitted
that
the biggest risk is... This is Trump saying the quiet part out loud again.
Yeah.
My biggest risk is that we don't win lawsuits. We have many lawsuits going all over. If we don't win those lawsuits, I think it puts the election at risk. This is regarding mail-in ballots.
God, no. The biggest, what did he say? The biggest what?
Risk.
The biggest risk is we don't get this coronavirus under control and we all fucking die.
Your risk.
Your risk. I'm sorry, Trump. I'm sorry. I assumed you were concerned about America that you're in charge of. Maybe.
He asserts that mail-in voting will endanger his re-election.
Voting will endanger his re-election, right?
Right.
Voting, in general, is bad for his re-election.
He and his campaign argued, despite lack of evidence, that widespread mail-in voting will benefit Democrats and invite fraud.
Yes.
The Republican Party is spending tens of millions of dollars on multi-front legal battles.
God.
That's where he says, my biggest risk is that we don't win lawsuits.
Yeah.
He was asked a two-part question during the interview. Would a substantial amount of mail-in voting, which is widely expected because of coronavirus, cause him to question the legitimacy of the election?
Yes, absolutely.
And will you accept the results no matter what?
No.
Well, you can never answer the second question, right?
Oh, my God.
Because Hillary kept talking about she's going to accept, and they never accepted it, you know. She lost two. She lost good.
Jesus Christ.
The day after the election, Clinton conceded.
Yeah, yeah.
She conceded. She called
right,
him.
Right, right. She called him and she said, I
gave
lost.
Gave a speech.
You won, you
to
fuck.
Everyone. Yes.
Absolutely. So that is conceding.
Right.
That's literally what she did. But why does he have to be all coy and ominous and he can't just say flat out, of course, yes, I will accept it. If I lose the election, I lose. I go home. What other response is there?
But then he didn't answer the first part.
Yeah. I hate this guy. He's a dick. God, the Republican Party is just, I mean, you're just stymied by the number of assholes. They're just dicks. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Matt Gaetz. These are all assholes.
Yeah, Maine Senator Susan Collins, one of the most vulnerable,
has
yet to say whether she backs Trump's reelection. She did not appear with him when he visited her home state last week.
Jeez, she's a fucking asshole.
Michigan GOP Senate candidate John James recently told black community leaders that he disagrees with Trump on plenty of issues.
Well, of course. Of course, though, right?
Well, he's standing in front of black community leaders, and he's a Republican. Do you think he might be lying?
Yeah, I think so. You're right.
Then like I said before, he rattled off the people that he thinks he assassinated. Bob Corker. I went after him, no longer a senator. Jeff Flake went from 54% to 3%. Dean, Nevada Republican. Dean Heller went down. How did it work out for the great senator of Nevada? Not good.
Right. You're right. It didn't work out good.
Those are quotes.
Jeez. That's some
we
great.
We will. Oh, wow. We will, on occasion, have some senators that want to be cute.
Oh, shit.
And they don't want to embrace their president.
Oh, fuck. So what does that mean? We're going to teach him a lesson.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's creepy.
Yeah. Boy, he's creepy. He's creepy. He's a rapist.
He's portraying, he's allegedly trying to portray Biden as a weaker candidate than Clinton.
Yeah.
Clinton, he said, is obviously smarter than Biden.
Right. Is he? I don't know. Why does he say that?
I can tell you a lot about it. I can tell you a lot about Hillary. She had a lot of energy and she was smart.
He spent the whole campaign talking about how listless and tired and ill she was.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe he said she was smart, but it didn't seem like it. The email thing. Let me ask you something.
He's trying to make it sound like they're trying to shit on Biden. This is about making Biden less attractive to Democrats so that they get uninspired about voting for him.
Right.
Like they were uninspired to go out and vote for Hillary.
I just don't think that's the case. I don't know about inspired or uninspired. I think there are people terrified that
that's the difference.
Not electing Trump is like the only way we go on as a society.
Don't underestimate the fear. And we saw it in 2018, and think about it now.
You know what? We should have saw
COVID,
it in 2016.
After the race wars that he's fomented, after sending in thugs to gas and pepper ball non-violent protesters.
There's nothing wrong when somebody shows up in politics and they just seem bad. You can say, you know what? I'm not voting for that guy. He seems like an existential threat. He's going to end us. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
So there you go.
Right.
Susan Rice trending is because she's on the list of possible VP choices too that people don't really talk about that frequently.
That's fine with me.
Susan Rice would be a great.
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
President. Holy shit.
Yeah, rattle off some more Democrats from Obama's administration and I'll tell you if I would accept them in the White House.
The Trumpists would lose their minds.
Well,
if Susan Rice was the VP choice, I think it's probably going to be Kamala, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I think at this point, now that Amy Klobuchar last night said that she told Biden she doesn't, she's not interested anymore, and that she thinks it should be a woman of color.
Yes. As president.
Vice president.
Right.
But,
you
know, 8 years later.
Right.
The,
I'll tell you what, the headlines. The Democrats should do the bold thing and the exciting thing and nominate Stacey Abrams. Or make Stacey Abrams run for that Senate seat in Georgia.
Well, it's kind of too late. I think,
too late to be vice president?
No, to, for the Senate seat. I think,
oh, that sucks.
That, she would excite the Democrats more than Kamala.
Yeah.
I think everyone will be happy with Kamala. I was, she was one of my early choices for the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was between her and Elizabeth Warren.
Right. I would vote for either one of those.
And, well, then I also read something. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be a woman of color. But that Elizabeth Warren, that we wouldn't need to be that feared because in Massachusetts, they have a law where they have to call a special election kind of right away.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a case where a governor, even a Republican governor, could say, hey, I'm putting in a Republican there for, you know, 3 years until we get an election.
Or a Democratic governor could say, hey, I need to fill the Senate seat.
How much am I going to get for it?
Oh, my God. He sold it, man.
Well, yeah.
That is
Lego.
Insane.
Laying low, by the way, right?
Oh, yeah. You know.
Got out because Michael Cohen laying low,
too. He's not a Republican. Blagojevich, if Blagojevich was a Republican, he would have a job somewhere. He would be in the White House.
Right, right. So, there's also a story that, that the Republicans are really like soiling their tidy whiteys now
about
the way things are looking in the States.
I'm sorry, guys.
And bloodbath is the term being used.
Ooh, I love it.
One guy said, you know, a lot can change in 4 months still, but if the, this is like a hardcore Trumpist, allegedly, loyalist, who said, if the election were held tomorrow, it would be a bloodbath.
No shit.
Even in the States.
Yeah.
Like, the Senate gone. Democrats, take the Senate. Democrats even win extra seats in the House when the numbers are against them this coming election. It's like a lot of hardcore Trump areas defending.
Yeah.
But
they're having
it could
money.
Be such a tsunami.
Tsunami
that some of these hardcore Trump areas,
you're fucked,
might have to take a look. I wonder what the polling is here. If is there polling?
I think Matt Gaetz will win.
Well, Matt Gaetz usually gets, well, he says I usually get 2/3 of the vote.
Right, right, right.
You know, so
he also says he doesn't have all those DUIs.
We got to make up 30%. It's kind of rough,
right?
But you never know.
You're right.
I'm sure the fix is on, though, here.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yes.
Undoubtedly. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be one polling place open.
I mean, it wouldn't.
In the blacker areas,
you know,
of Escambia County.
You know, Jeebus, it might be nice if you let a Republican win something in Florida. I mean, a Democrat win something in Florida. I mean, it's a fuckstorm here. There's no one in, there's no one worth a shit looking out for us. Matt Gaetz, garbage. What are they called? Not our councilmen, but our commissioners. Garbage. They're garbage people. Our state representative guy in the Florida legislature is garbage. And our senator is absolute garbage, right? Right?
Which one?
Both.
Yes.
Both. Our governor is garbage.
Oh.
He is garbage.
Real racist garbage, yeah.
Who's our attorney general?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
I think it's somebody that's garbage. I'm not trying to be funny, but AG Florida.
It's hilarious. Susan Rice is trending because she did an interview where she says the Trump administration has been racist to its core.
Yes.
And I'm scrolling through, and right-wing Twitter is losing their minds because she said we need to get Biden elected so that we can send Trump and those who support him, quote, to the trash heap of history.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that? I mean,
be clear that this election and whoever Joe Biden chooses among many very talented candidates is about getting Joe Biden in the White House, somebody who can heal and unify the nation and remove Donald Trump and consign him and those who supported him in the Senate to the trash heap of history.
Ooh, yeah.
She says in the Senate.
Yes.
Those that supported him in the Senate consign him and those that supported him in the Senate to the trash heap of history. Nowhere does she say him and his supporters. These right wingers are saying send Trump and those who support him to the trash heap of history. Charlie fucking Kirk tweeted that lie.
Well, wait.
But left out a key issue.
Right. Well, you know.
She says, and those in the Senate.
He mischaracterized it, right? He lied.
Yeah, he left the Senate part out. And now they're saying, they're tweeting that quote as her saying Trump supporters belong in the trash heap of history. Sean Hannity, all caps.
Yeah.
Susan Rice explodes. Did you hear her explode just now?
No, not at all. But if she had exploded, and she would have, if she yelled into a microphone, Donald Trump supporters belong in the trash heap of history, I would say, hear, hear, yes, huzzah. I fucking agree. Everybody knows that.
Susan Rice explodes. Hannity, all caps.
If I'm Susan Rice, I come out and say, I wish I would have said that.
We just heard that.
That's crazy. That's a lie.
Was there any explosion?
No.
No.
Do you think Susan Rice really explodes?
It's clear that this election and whoever Joe Biden chooses among many very talented candidates is about getting Joe Biden in the White House, somebody who can heal and unify the nation and remove Donald Trump and consign him and those who supported him in the Senate to the trash heap of history.
Clearly that.
Kaboom. Bam. Wow. What a raging. This is one of those African-Americans that morphed into a demon, Ryan. Maybe we just can't see it.
But where else would, I mean, you know, not to belabor the point, but where else do his supporters belong in all these deplorables?
So Hannity says Susan Rice explodes. Former NSA says Trump supporters belong in the trash heap of history.
Yeah. Well.
But the quotes are around trash heap of history.
See, that's totally misleading.
Right? NSA say Trump supporters belong in the, quote, trash heap of history, which is the accurate part of the quote. But she says Trump supporters in the Senate.
So he took that one quote out of context. That's exactly
they're
what
all
he
taking it out of context right now. They're losing their
that's what they do.
Tiny minds. And
well, that's why, though. That but what they're
smoke
doing
coming off their peckers. They're feverishly masturbating so hard. Smells like a fucking roast of some sort.
The cock jewel. Jewel's one of those vapor things that you know, the Jewel cartridges that you
know
people vape on.
Oh, Jewel, J-U-U-L. Yeah.
But they're making her. She did. Okay. She didn't say they belong in the trash heap of history. Okay. But if she had said that, they are making her point. They are making her point.
Well, Twitter's gone and disabled the video that Trump tweeted this morning.
Oh, fuck.
That's getting all the...
Boy.
First, it was labeled up by Twitter as a manipulated video.
Oh, shit.
There's a... it's a viral video. It's the original video is awesome and inspiring. It's a little toddler, like two.
Yes.
Toddling down the street somewhere in the city. There's a bunch of cars parked and everything. It's on a big sidewalk.
Right.
This kid is toddling and he sees like 50 feet away, toddling towards him.
Yes.
Another kid, same age, who's a little black kid,
okay,
a toddler. And the two of them see each other, both arms come out and they run towards each other and hug each other.
Yeah.
And then start walking together and like showing each other their a toy or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like,
right,
kids don't care. There's no
yeah,
such
yeah
thing
oh
as
yeah
racism
yeah
among
right
kids, right?
Right.
So it's an inspiring video. Well, then they nice. Follow the kids as they walk by and they're showing each other.
Yeah.
And then the black kid takes off running. Is like, come on, come on. He takes off running. And then the white kid starts toddling around after him.
Yeah, yeah.
So there, somebody put together a video to shit on media and yeah. CNN.
Yeah.
And they cut the video so that it starts at the black kid running away from the white kid. And they put a CNN Chyron on it.
Gosh.
A CNN Chyron. And it says, breaking news, terrified toddler with 1D. Terrified toddler runs from racist baby.
Good God.
So their point being, but then they, in the video.
What is their point that you.
But in the video, they then pan to, here was what the original video was. Look at how the media manipulates the message. When they're the ones.
That is fucked up.
Manipulating the message.
Is that from Russia?
It's a mind fuck. So there were so many complaints about it that the Twitter first marked it apparently as a tag that said this is manipulated media.
Oh, okay.
Because of the CNN part of it.
Right. It's a fake Chyron.
Right.
And they spelled toddler wrong. You dumb
That's
fucks.
That's hilarious, yeah.
Toddler. I mean, I...
But now apparently it's been taken down because the people whose cell phone video it was originally have a copyright on it.
Oh, shit.
And they took it the fuck down. So now it says that this media has been disabled in response to a report by the copyright owner. So the tweet's not gone. If you look at the tweet, you're getting a message that says, so that's going to drive him crazy.
Oh, yeah. He is not going to like that. But what a wacko anyway. Well, who would do that with a video? Like, why take the time to do all that shit? Edit the video down, make it look like this one kid's running away from the other one.
And then try to use that as a manipulation. Terrified toddler runs from racist baby. Is that like a it is. Isn't it a dog whistle to the
yeah.
They're saying, oh, well, you don't see the whole videos of these cops that are fearing for their lives when these monstrous African Americans run away from them.
Is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the sentiment out there is that if you're gonna protest the police, then you shouldn't expect them to do anything for you. Because that's what this is, right?
Right.
Kind of.
So fucked up.
Yeah, it's insane.
So there you go. It's Faithless Friday, by the way, too.
Oh, that's right.
Haven't
prayed today.
Been faithless enough, I guess. Yeah.
Dear Jesus, thanks for nothing.
I mean, I've been faithless for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. I've been faithless for a long time, too. I don't believe shit.
But this may be, I mean, even for these guys.
Yes.
Mark Taylor, firefighter prophet.
Fuck you!
And Chris McDonald on the McFiles, whatever the fuck this show is.
Sausage Party Central.
They're talking about, and this is something they should not talk about.
Okay.
These African American men that have been found hanging in trees in different cities.
Oh God. They talk about it.
And
Jesus,
it couldn't be a worse take.
Ugh.
I know you'll be shocked to learn that.
Shocker.
This is also at Right Wing Watch. Go donate to them. They do great work.
Mm-hmm. It is all about keeping the narrative focused on a civil war, a bunch of garbage that's been going on. Like that, we've had, what, 5 hangings now?
Yeah.
Public hanging, but they found bodies hanging?
Terrible.
Please tell me that's not, give me a break. We know that's deep state related. That's pushing some of this stuff to try to drive the narrative. Now, some of them been maybe suicides. But
some of them, maybe suicides. But come on, it's deep state.
Oh, yeah.
So somewhere Hillary Clinton is sneaking around in a ninja costume.
Hanging black people?
Meeting Obama. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're stringing black people up as a false flagger.
Or it's white supremacists doing this, or it's lunatics doing this, murdering people and hanging them from trees,
or a combo.
Yeah,
but trying to martyr themselves because they know what it's going to do this whole black-white thing.
So they're murdering themselves because they know it's going to fire up the whole black-white thing. So now he's accusing, if these horrible hangings turn out to be suicides.
Right.
Very odd. Who goes out and hangs themselves in
nobody.
The tree?
Nobody. I mean, why
all of a sudden?
Yeah, you know, these people were murdered.
I think some probably, yes.
Yeah.
But to suggest then that they're doing it to agitate and fire things up?
These are Republicans blaming the victims.
What is wrong with these
people? They're blaming the hanging on the person that's being hung. That's what it is. It makes no sense.
Devoid of humanity.
They're doing it for themselves so they can be martyrs.
And by the way, Chris, Chris McDonald, you're leaning into your green screen on the left too much. It's cutting off your shoulder, you moron.
You look stupid.
And what are you hiding over there that you have a green screen on the side?
Ah, shit.
They know what it's going to do to this whole black-white thing.
He doesn't. I apologize.
Yeah.
He has a big giant eagle thing with an American flag in the background. He's wearing an American flag shirt that is blending into the background.
You and dumb I thought fuck.
I'm the dumb fuck. I thought he was wearing he was on a green screen and his shoulder disappeared. It's actually a flag that blends in with the flag in the background.
But why wear that? That's bad. That's bad wardrobe.
Well, yeah, and we don't want you desecrating the flag. You can't kneel, but I could have my nasty, sweaty armpit hair rubbing all over Old Glory and my back zits.
And it's a background for my shitty, fucked up show. How's that?
Because they know what it's going to do to this whole black-white thing.
God.
To try to start the civil unrest, to try to stoke the fires again. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep this going through the election. Notice also the guy who killed George Floyd, they're talking about he may walk.
Right.
He may actually, the charges may get this. I don't know what they're talking about down
there. It's utterly not true. There's nobody suggesting that he may walk. I don't know where he's picking that one up.
And just real cutting edge take on everything here. The whole black white thing that's going on. That's genius.
The whole black white thing that's going on. You know, I died for like 8 minutes and I went to see the Lord and now I'm a prophet. I make money. I don't do that firefighting shit no more. I make money off dumb people. I'm a prophet.
That's his origin story, right? He died and came back to life. He saw a light at the end of the tunnel and now he sells books. Now he explains why people are being hung. They're doing it to themselves so they can be martyrs. How selfish. That's his theory,
right?
These
are Christians. These are... he's branched out really into just regular politics now and QAnon, both of these idiots. Yeah.
That is evidence that there is no Jesus and there is no God, because if this were the case, God would come down and do he would have to do an overhaul of middle management here.
What kind of monster would think of this and suggest that these guys are hanging themselves?
A racist monster?
To try to stoke racial animus.
A racist, a lunatic, somebody like this.
Charges may get this. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm not saying they may walk completely, but there may be.
Now, you know, it's always this bullshit, the same shit that racist little fuck diddle Cucker Carlson.
Cucker. Cucker Carlson. Cucker.
That fuck does that. You know, I'm just saying, you know, hypothetically.
Right.
Hypothetically.
It's like if
black people were inferior to white people, just hypothetically.
Right. That's what this is, right? That's what they're doing.
And that's what he's doing now. But there are going to be ninnies watching this shit who are like, I heard Prophet Mark Taylor say that the blacks are totally killing themselves to try to make it look like it's us white people.
I was reading some fucked up article from OAN. I just clicked on it to see. And you know, the only source... was guess what?
4chan, 8chan?
RT.
Oh, well, there you go.
Doesn't that tell anyone anything? Like, if you open up a publication and you're reading the news, and the only thing that is linked out to is an RT article, does it not give you pause?
They're not even trying to hide it.
That's Russia.
That's Trump's favorite,
That's the state of Russia's website where they put their propaganda on. That's the source
for
of the
Trump
article.
To get his marching orders from Putin.
It is bananas. It was some article saying that people were handing out guns at the Chaz Zone or something. They're handing out guns to people to defend themselves against the right-wing nut jobs or something.
Oh, and they're upset about that. They're not upset about the underlying reasons why there is a
right. Why there's a Chaz Zone
and how well things are going.
Right.
They don't care about that. And they don't realize that right-wingers are threatening to a violent takeover. So what's wrong with them gunning up to defend themselves? Gun humpers?
Yeah, not one thing.
Right.
Not one fucking thing.
I mean, I don't want that to happen.
Well, I'm sure they don't want that to happen. Nobody wants any of this to happen except the racists.
We've played this person before.
Yes.
So that was, I thought, pretty heinous, Mark Taylor.
And, oh, yeah.
There's more. Do you want to listen to more of these assholes, actually?
Fuck yeah.
Downgraded, or whatever it is, but the point being is they're trying to stoke the fires to all the way to the election. We have to be prepared to go the long haul with this, Chris. Go longer than just the summer. This is going to go all the way to the election with this stuff.
We are at war, and I'm glad you brought the charges up. Director Mike mentioned this last week. He's a lawyer, too. He's got legal background. He felt like...
Oh, he's a lawyer. He's got legal background.
Not needed. We know that, right? If you say you're a lawyer, I'm going to assume you have a legal background.
I think that addendum means he's not a lawyer.
Yes, you're right.
He's not a lawyer.
Hey, he's a lawyer. He's got a legal background.
I took Law 101
at
the community college.
I watched all NCIS.
He's a lawyer, too. He's got legal background. Uh-huh. He felt like that Ellison did this deliberately in the fact that they went for the murder one. You got to prove motive with that instead of just going for basically aggravated manslaughter, which would have been an easy charge to prove in a court of law.
No, you fucking moron. First of all, he didn't go for murder one. He went for murder two and murder three.
Boy, a racist cop. Kills someone, it's on video, you can see the whole thing happen, and all of a sudden, all these little white supremacists, they turn into Perry Mason. They know the law.
Well, and he's wrong. He's lying.
He's wrong.
Yeah.
He's a prophet. That's not possible.
Well, no, that's Chris McDonald.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Doesn't say, it says host, not prophet.
Hey, Chris.
The other picture says prophet Mark Taylor.
Hey, Mark, if I'm a fucking prophet, why just do the show, you're a prophet. Why are you doing the show with a nonprofit?
And the reason that they're going to walk is the way the case is being presented. And as right. what I believe, and I think you would probably agree with this, it was all a setup by Ellison, this Muslim attorney general, to do exactly what you just described to a T.
Here we go.
This is
the Muslim attorney general.
And let's say Keith Ellison was white. Would he say, the Methodist attorney general or the Catholic attorney general?
He might say Catholic.
Right, he might. And if he was Jewish,
these people don't like the Catholics.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Oh, definitely if he was
God,
Jewish.
These xenophobes. The Muslim attorney.
Ellison, this Muslim attorney general, to do exactly what you just described to a T. Because when the guy does walk, how many hands can I get raised in the audience tonight that believes that Minnesota's probably to go up in smoke, and so is the country. We're going to have Antifa Part 2. We're going to have Act 2 of all this stuff.
We're going to have Act 2 of all this stuff.
Well, you know, if that cop
is that the prophet
exonerated, then, I'll be out walking, maybe.
Yes,
maybe
yes.
I'll be out marching.
I mean,
if that cop somehow walks and has no charges against him.
These white people like Mark Taylor and Chris Fuckface, what if they were the target of all this racism? What if whenever you went to a store,
well, they feel they are. Well, they pretend they are.
But okay. Have they never gone to one of those Jane Elliott classes where they do the thing with the eye color and
no.
Somebody needs to sit these two guys down and say, "Listen, I know you're a prophet and all that shit, but you guys are just flaming fucking racists. I mean, really."
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
What network are they on where they don't get a call from someone that says, "Muslim attorney general"? My God, if you're on the crab diving network, I'd be on the phone right now.
It's his own fucking either his own YouTube or his own. I don't know if it's YouTube.
Mark
Taylor.
Probably
on his own website.
Yeah, that's true. God, these guys are just vomitous. Fuckheads.
The McFiles.
Right. God, that's the dumbest name for a fucking show ever. Why is it the McFiles? Because it's McDonald's, but it's not McDonald's. But his name is McDonald.
McDonald.
Damn, that is some dim-witted shit. It's very lowbrow. How long did it take?
We have commissioned 500 commemorative Donald Trump golden coins.
Oh!
Listen to Gordon the whore Klingenschmidt. Listen to this fucking whore.
Nine!
Couldn't cut it in the Colorado Western crazy nutbag.
He got in right trouble.
Right wing Colorado legislature.
He couldn't even play by the fucking rules,
and
right?
He even went so far that they had to even sanction him.
The Republicans had to sanction him.
They were in charge at the time, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Right.
The guy
he's gross.
Claim to fame is that he was a chaplain in the Navy.
Ooh.
And when he was told, you know, you've got to minister a little bit more non-denominationally.
You have to recognize Wiccan or Scientology. Well, no. Or something like that.
Just, you could.
Mormonism.
You could talk about a god. You could just put, it's got to be a more generic.
Does it have to be a white god?
Well, and he lost his mind.
Right.
And quit. Or something like that. He said no, and then he was like reassigned, and there was a whole deal, and he sued because Christian, because Jesus, and all that shit.
But is he a simpleton or something?
He claims vindication, but I think he was like, they told him to get out, but they gave him an honorary discharge or something. I don't know.
From what?
Like, he claims victory.
Oh, yeah, from the Navy.
But it really wasn't,
Army. Lives in the Navy in Colorado, right? I mean, there's no water there.
So now he's just an asshole with a YouTube show or whatever.
Right.
In Jesus' name, he calls it.
That's but now he's got some fucking name.
Oh, he's running for city council? Didn't we learn he was running for something else?
In Jesus' name.
But listen to this bullshit.
We have commissioned 500 commemorative Donald Trump golden coins.
Oh my God.
Each one says
1-866 obey God. I hate to give that out, but
God damn, that's where you call that number and someone sends you coins what do I do with them? Do I put them in my asshole?
Oh, maybe they vibrate.
Oh, dude.
Commemorative Donald Trump golden.
You're near another Trump supporter.
They make a sound.
100 commemorative Donald Trump golden coins. God. Each one says, in God we trust. And we will send this to you for a donation of any amount when you call us right now at 866-OBEY-GOD or give through our website, prayinjesusname.org.
God.
There's a limited number of these commemorative coins, and why would you have this? Well, every time you look at or feel it in your pocket, we want you to be reminded to pray for our president.
They fit perfectly over the standard nipple. You can rub them. And the ridges of Donald Trump's face.
I have to have a golden coin with his likeness in it to be reminded to pray for him.
Ugh.
God, I all the
front says, crazy. Is Trump giving the thumbs up?
Okay.
It says, keep America great.
That's, you know, what he can do, like, what can he do where he seems normal? He can't stand there and take a picture holding the Bible. He looks weird. With the water bottle, he's drinking with two hands.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. He can't walk down a ramp.
Well, that kind of, a lot of people think that when he was whisked off to the hospital, remember?
Hospital?
A few months ago. And he was like, I'm just having an early part of my,
right,
of my, my standard exam.
He had a penis pump put in, right?
So now there's speculation that it was like a mini stroke or something, and that the right side of his body may be weaker, which explains the weird way he stands, which explains the weird way he walks.
Oh, shit.
And even if you watch him walking down that ramp, it's like he favors the right and steps on the left, favors the right and steps on the left.
What am I supposed to say?
And that the water thing would fit into that. Like, he's worried he can't grip it enough in the right hand. So he has to bring the left one in for the assist.
Okay. Now I feel like an asshole.
But we don't know. I mean, he did that before.
I would hate, like, if that was my thing.
But he did that weird water thing before, early on, remember?
Yeah.
So who knows?
Should I? Now I should feel bad because I'm making fun of the way a stroke victim has to hold a bottle of water. Mm. But it's Donald Trump. Huh. Fuck him.
Bring forth your inner Dilly. Fuck him.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
There's a limited number of these.
Commemorative
coins.
No, there's not.
Why would you have this? Well, every time you look at it or feel it in your pocket, we want you to be reminded to pray for our president, especially in this election year, especially with all that's been happening in the news. We need to uplift President Donald Trump in prayer.
No, we don't.
For any donation.
We need to stay the fuck home, vote by mail, and wear a fucking mask if you have to go out in this shit.
What do you want to bet that for any donation, but with like a $9.95 shipping and handling charge?
Oh, fuck yes.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Any donation, exactly.
You can donate 69 cents.
Yeah. Why is it on, you know, late night television, you can find some weird food processor that turns potatoes into the shape of a fire hydrant? But it's $9, but to ship it, it's like $40.
We've got, you want to hear a quick Deanna Lorraine?
We haven't
heard from her in a few days.
Now, she is the tremendous loser from the Republican primary where Nancy Pelosi's running.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Less than 2% of the vote.
Less than 2%, which is like, that's a weird thing to say, because that's like saying, it's less than 2%. That means it was 1% and some change.
Well, it could be a tenth of a percent. They don't categorize anything between 0 and 2%.
But don't you say if you're a normal person, if it's 1.5, you say 2. If it's 1 point, whatever that number is right
But the lowest 5, category is 0 to 2%. So she could conceivably have gotten like 0.1%.
Oh, she could have gotten less than 1%.
All I've seen is less than 2.
Oh, then she did get less than 1, because that's why she's claiming that group.
I honestly don't know anyone in their right mind who would go and get tested right now for COVID. I really don't. Not only do I not know anyone, and I've been around literally thousands of people over the last month, I don't know a single person who has any symptoms of coronavirus or any kind of flu or sickness. But I don't know anyone who's crazy enough to go get tested, go to a hospital after everything we now know. We know that if you go and get tested for COVID, they're going to try to put you on a ventilator, which is a death wish.
If you go to get tested for COVID, they're going to put you on a ventilator.
With these lunatics, sometimes I try to imagine what television they've watched too much. What makes you think this? Clearly nothing she's read. It has to be a TV show she watched. Did you watch an episode of House that was really fucked up or something? No. God. Well,
they're going to put you on a ventilator.
You know, I think most people in hospitals, they want to help you.
If
you're on the front lines of the coronavirus and you're a doctor, I mean, you want to be there, right? Why can't you just assume those people aren't trying to just put you on a ventilator and kill you? Why would you think that's their mission?
You're crazy.
Yeah, that's true. You're just fucking nuts.
Speaking of, we played this one before. This one, she's spectacularly nuts. Kat Kerr, a prophetess.
Oh, I'm a prophetess.
With the wild pink hair. She's just crazy. She's the one that, like,
I'm a prophetess, I am.
Calls armies of heavenly warriors to protect people and shit like that.
Right.
We've got another one.
Right.
The GOP convention is supposed to be here in Florida.
Oh, I know, in Jacksonville. That is so disgusting.
Is the basis, the background for this.
You know, and real quick, I was thinking about I was just thinking about where Jacksonville is, and just the way you get there, people aren't going to have to drive through here to get there, so we might not be subjected
Our delegates.
Yes, and that's the problem. There are going to be a lot of people from here going to that goddamn Jacksonville.
Oh, we're going to train you.
But fear not.
Okay.
We're going to train you during the Republican National Convention how to command strategically the army assigned to you, when to send them, and what to declare for them to do during this convention. There'll be no violence involved. We don't want any violence, any interference, not in any area of society or in the natural whatsoever. That will hold up, delay, or interfere with, or cause any kind of violence during the Republican National Convention, I have already signed 100 million angels to start. They've been posted in certain areas in our city.
Where are
and
they?
Around our city.
She's posted 100 million angels.
Damn.
In the city and around the city.
Hey, Biden, I hope you have your angels ready.
She's on this shit.
God.
To protect.
Who is getting an Republican army? Am I getting convention? Do I get
apparently
an army
everybody
signed
gets,
to me?
Yeah, apparently oh. Everybody gets a squad.
Oh, I want that. And I have an agenda for them. Jeez, I get an army. That's lovely. Hell yes. Damn. That's good news.
It's allergies.
Oh, okay. God bless you.
Thank you.
There's no God.
There you go. This is a quick little giftoid from Deanna Lorraine.
Well, that wait, I thought
and
that
Kat Kerr.
I mean, what happens when she realizes God doesn't exist and who's where are these angels coming from? And
oh, she knows. She's
this is all bullshit.
She's the fleecer. Yeah.
What does she even mean? She's like, I'm going to have 100 million angels down there to fuck up the protesters or something.
Here's a different Mark Taylor. I don't know. This is he's sitting in front of a fireplace.
Okay.
It's like Mark Taylor at home kind of shot.
Here's my dick.
He has got such a high level of discernment. He's the type of guy to me that could probably walk into a board meeting of 30 people he's never seen before, and he could probably, as he walks in, he could probably look at each person and go. Yes, yes, no, no, as to who he could trust and who he can't. His discernment is on a level that's just incredible. I think he's got a lot.
Oh, my God.
Who's
so
he talking about, Trump?
Yeah. And they're now this is obviously an edited piece.
Damn.
Because now they're showing Trump wearing a yarmulke, obviously in Israel at the Wailing Wall. And he's standing there with his hand on the wall. Like,
what is this wall?
Oh, my God.
You know, he probably is like, what is this wall? We could put a restaurant here. I could put a strip club right here.
Yes, yes, no, no, as to who he could trust and who he can't. His discernment is on a level that's just incredible. I think he's got a lot of prophetic gifts. He may know that. I don't know. I've never spoken to the president, but I think he's a prophet of sorts, if you will. People may attack me for that, but there's nothing I can do. I think I've been asked that before. Do I think Donald Trump's a prophet? I said, yeah, I do.
Fuck you.
He's always 10 steps ahead of people, which people can't quite figure that out. As a chess player that he is, he's 10 moves ahead of everybody.
Does he play chess, do you think?
So
does Trump play chess?
Where in this fucked up chess game are we going now? What move is he on that brings us out of a pandemic of this level where the none of the news is good and everything else that's going on? The protests, the riots.
More
riots.
Right.
They're going to cause something, you know.
Yeah. I mean, this coronavirus, we're fucked with this, you know, because the numbers, in Florida and what other states are bad? Arizona, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, all those numbers are going up, right?
Yes.
Okay. But all those states are reopening no matter what.
Some of them.
So we're going to eclipse what happened in New York. I mean, we must, right, in Florida because
we had the single day highest. We beat New York's single day highest, I think.
And you know, New York did stuff to fight the coronavirus. They did stuff. Like their government, like their governor did stuff. He got people together.
Right.
And he said, we have to do stuff to fight this virus. And they went out and they did stuff. And they got through it.
They did?
We're not doing any stuff. There's no stuff. We're doing bad stuff. We're doing stuff that helps the virus. That is disturbing.
Florida here having a record day 2 days ago and then saying, hold my meth pipe. And the next day having another new high.
Yes. Listen, to my friend, if you're listening... It's a friend of mine. If you're listening to this show,
oh my God, I'm looking at the chart.
Happy birthday,
holy
dude!
Holy fucking shit!
This guy wants me to go out to some bar for his birthday tonight. He can go fuck himself. I am not going out in this. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the new cases by week.
It's real
just
bad.
Just what the chart, just the visual chart looks like.
Are you looking at Rebecca Jones?
I am.
Her chart? Okay.
I am looking at the less bullshitty one.
The truthy one.
That's not good. It's not good at all. That's a scary, God. It's a scary chart.
You know what I hate about that shape? Whenever I see that shape, that it to me is every moment in my life, people who, I don't like, you know, people have forced me to go on roller coasters. So all I think is that big curve. Where going up, they, oh my God.
Do they B.A. Baracus you and jab you in the neck and drag you onto
it? They shame me into it and I don't like it. I don't like, oh God, it's like, okay, I'll go. That's how it always is. I'll go. And I'm sitting in line the whole time. It's like an hour. I'm waiting an hour to get this fucking.
What a joy.
Oh yeah. But then you go up that first hill. It's just like, you're just, I can't even begin to tell you. I, it's just like, click, 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 click. And then it starts to go over the hill. And I went on the Magnum. You know what the Magnum is? It's in,
it's a big condom.
Shit. Yes. And it's a big roller coaster.
Yeah.
And it's in somewhere in Ohio. I don't know. And that thing has the steepest incline.
Oh, awesome.
Ever.
Awesome.
I mean, you know.
I did the steepest water slide in Texas one time. That was really cool.
Yeah.
See, I like roller coasters.
Water slides. That's like, hi, I want to be paralyzed with E. coli. How are you doing? No, hey, water parks are a thing. They're gone. Nobody's going to water parks anymore, right?
Well, they'll be back.
How? We're all slobbering over each other. We're, you know,
eventually there'll be a vaccine.
What evidence? By what?
The county had a new record.
Oh yeah, what is it?
We have 38 today so far.
We had 51 new cases the other day though.
Today so far.
Okay.
We have 38. It's today. It's,
right.
You know, so.
Okay.
1,145 in the county total.
People that want to go out for their birthday and go out and celebrate special moments in their lives, you realize by doing that, this could be the birthday that, you know, your friend caught coronavirus.
Oh, wow. It shows you know what I mean? We have 9 ICU beds available.
I saw that.
That's really interesting. They have that.
I didn't understand that. That doesn't make any. I think that's for that facility.
Updated
that you're
every
at.
30 minutes. No, this is the county.
That's impossible that we only have 9 ICU beds left. That's fucking impossible. There are 3 but hospitals.
Right.
So
with
University
like 3 ICU beds each.
Baptist and Sacred Heart. Those are Sacred Heart and Baptist are big hospitals.
We have 60,000 people in this town. It's not that huge of a... Isn't it God like 60,000, 70,000? I mean, it's not like a giant big city.
You know, my mom lives out in Gulf Breeze. And on the way back from her place, you pass Gulf Breeze Baptist, a smaller hospital. And you know, I don't know why all these cars are there in this like... run over lot they have, but
Santa Rosa County has 8 ICU beds available.
Oh, good. See, that doesn't make any sense. Santa Rosa is a lot smaller than we are.
Because we got people using them.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
But I go by that over, I see that overflow parking lot filled and I'm like, I know those are all coronavirus people and they're trying to hide it.
So yeah, I mean the corona news is not good. At all.
You know,
Arizona, Texas, Florida again report record high cases.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you live outside of the state of Florida, and I see this a lot, you shit on Florida because we're a stupid state. Right now, we're a stupid fucking state and we do crazy fucking shit. But not all of us are crazy and not all of us are stupid.
Right.
And if you give a fuck, please donate to Phil Ayer for Congress. Go find his fucking right. website. Give that man some money because he's running against Matt Gaetz.
China says the latest outbreak it's having is a European strain.
Ooh, wee wee.
So it's a different strain of the virus.
Is that good or bad?
Well, that's
bad.
Well, yeah, there's different strains.
That just means it's a different virus, right?
Officials claim the virus is from Europe, but is a different and older strain to the one that is currently spreading in Europe.
So, okay. We're fucked. That's the point of that.
Well, there's different strains.
So the more different, then how are you going to, then you have to get a vaccine that works for different strains.
Right.
Great.
Sometimes where it can be tricky.
Right. That's like when you get, you know, those universal adapters that you can plug an iPhone into,
yes,
a mini USB. Those always suck and they never work.
The World Health Organization, for what it's worth,
yes,
has said we are entering, the world is entering a, quote, new and dangerous phase.
That makes me want to shut all the windows.
After 150,000 cases in a single day were reported worldwide.
You know, South America is supposed to be a fucking hellscape.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I we're in Florida, so what? How am I to... Our hellscape is worse than
and
your
imagine
hellscape.
If Trump really had more power, and you've got Brazil.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Bolsonaro.
How is what he's saying different than what Trump and the Republicans say? If they say, hey,
like nothing,
we gotta go get our economy going. If that means we lose some old people, then fuck it. Yeah. And Bolsonaro said it's just your fate to die from this, maybe. Jeez.
More states are mandating masks.
Yes.
But then you've got fuckers.
Right.
Sacramento sheriff. Their office says they will not be enforcing Governor Newsom's mandate for masks.
What?
Because freedom.
If I'm Governor Newsom, I call this guy up and I'm like, hey, fuckhead, I'm in charge of you. You have to do what I say, right? He has to do what he says.
This is amazing. Due to the minor nature of the offense, the potential for negative outcomes during enforcement encounters, and anticipating the various ways in which the order may be violated, it would be inappropriate for deputies to criminally enforce the governor's mandate.
But they love that.
But a black kid walking down the street you think may have had a joint once in his life.
Well, see, it's confused. That's
you get
a weird
to jump out of your car and beat the shit out of him.
That's a weird statement to make because from that sheriff's department, because that seems like their thing, right? I mean,
right. Assholes.
I mean, just think about it like this. If you stop somebody for not wearing a mask, it's a great opportunity to plant crack in their car.
Oh, shit. Look at the time. Holy crap.
Oh, fuck.
Sex droid. This is a drudge.
Yeah.
Sex droid firm flaunts world's most realistic dolls in stunning lifelike images.
No shit. Okay. You know, I've seen articles like this.
Sex doll genie.
Okay.
Says customers are continuing to rave about models from the top firm Gynoid. G-Y-N-O-I-D. The most realistic sex dolls on the market.
How much?
Oh my god.
How much? Are you looking at the
I'm scrolling
the price
down through
or...
more pictures.
Yeah.
But
like how do you store
yeah,
that's
much?
Like
no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but you gotta store a person though.
Premium all of the AI text dolls smile and blink. We're getting to the point where we can now call them sex robots. But some of the premium brands like Gynoid that are the most high-end dolls, they go up to 6,000 pounds and start around 4,000 pounds.
Good
so,
God.
You know, $7,000-$8,000.
Do they have a warranty?
I would hope so.
I mean, what happens if Shelby chews up choose the toe off your sex doll? It's gonna be
oh my god,
how do you yeah
oh god, I'm gonna put this, you're gonna have to link to this one in
I will
in the blog post for people because holy shit,
does
this
it have
one's
batteries
definitely
or
a visible
it,
a visual
is it run on solar?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have that information.
Biofuel,
USB
biodiesel
port.
It runs on sperm.
I mean, obviously something. Because if it blinks and shit.
Wind power.
Gross. Anyway, so there you go.
Yeah.
That was on the Drudge Report.
It's great that
just caught my eye.
We have scientists working on it. We don't have a vaccine for the coronavirus. We have a sex doll that will blink.
Well, it's the Japanese.
Okay.
It looks like.
Right.
They have priorities.
Yes. And they're doing better with the coronavirus.
Well, yeah. It's another one where culturally they're used to wearing masks and stuff to not spread colds and shit like that. And what was it they said here? If we would have, if we would have had 90% mask usage early on, that we wouldn't be having what we're having now.
You know,
it would be minimal. We'd be having like 10 cases a day or something like that.
You know, and that's the thing. And I know people have problems with Cuomo, But that's the thing he did. He attacked that toxic masculinity weird shit with these masks right away. He would just go through scenarios. He would talk you through scenarios why you need to wear a mask, why it's important. And I'm sure there are people out there that they won't have their minds changed. You know what I mean? They're idiots.
Right.
But it at least he tried to, I mean, he's making an effort to get people to wear a fucking mask. And our governor isn't. Right? DeSantis isn't making people wear masks. He doesn't care.
Meanwhile, our president.
Yeah.
We only got a couple minutes left here. Holy fuck.
Rapey.
Well, there's a news story. Top members of the coronavirus task force advised Trump against having the rally.
Well, yeah, he's like, I don't
care. He's like, I don't care.
You're on the coronavirus task force and you don't want to spread coronavirus. Of course you're against a public gathering like this. This is unreasonable.
Right. But he doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't care. He
doesn't give a flying fuck.
I mean, he doesn't care. I mean, geez. I mean, just you could hear in that interview with Don Jr., he gives zero shits about that kid. He doesn't care about his fucking beard or any of his other shit. He doesn't care about us.
So, he tweeted, any protesters, anarchists, agitators, looters, or lowlifes who are going to Oklahoma, please understand you will not be treated like you have been in New York, Seattle, or Minneapolis. It will be a much different scene.
Oh, my God. So what does that mean? You're going to crack skulls?
You know, it's the first words, protesters.
Right.
Anarchists, agitators, looters, or lowlifes.
Protesters are first because he's equating them.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting. So
the nonviolent protesters, so you guys watch out too.
Did we just do away with the First Amendment?
Oh, he's desperate to get rid of the First Amendment.
Right. Jeez. Protesters, anarchists.
Not the second.
Oh,
keep that second.
They love that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't even know what the Second Amendment was if it weren't for them, probably. Wouldn't give a fuck.
So I wanted to say that one before we have to leave because we'll be picking up the story of what happened at the hate rally.
Oh, yes.
And if there were any right-wing agitators and shit and what happened, and we'll have all that for you on Monday, everybody.
That's right, Pat.
Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again on Monday, 2 to 4, every day, fucking weekday.
Yay.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, and we're always available as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stuff on the internet. Let's find out what he's doing. Go to his Instagram, his Twitter, or his Facebook, Rated R Comedy, or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile.
Have a blessed weekend, everybody. Stay safe. We'll do it again next week.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.